This program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting content from the April 2025 copy of Southern Living magazine. And that is because we have gone through the June-July issue, which was a double issue this summer, of the magazine, and there's a lot that we did not get to in that April issue, including what we'll hear about today, which are the editor's picks for the top 10 new hotels and top 10 classic hotels, top 10 barbecue joints, if we can get to them, and seafood haunts. And I'll just briefly review the cover of this magazine. It is an ocean blue hue, and it is an ocean at sunset. And there's a peninsula going out into the ocean, and that's of an espresso-colored brown soil and caffeole-colored building structures. And they're one- and two-story structures, hotels and restaurants, they appear to be. And this is the town of Duck, North Carolina, it says on the cover. And there are lights just coming on in the dusk and starting to reflect in the ocean, in the dark blue ocean before us. And the top to bottom of the cover says, Southern Living, the South's best. Vacation of the year, restaurant of the year, barbecue joints, cities, classic hotels, cruises, resorts, seafood dives, and more. Which we're going to get to as much of that as we can in this episode, listeners. And then further down it says, 50 best beach towns, the strange delight of pear salad, Aaron and Ben Napier's gorgeous greenhouse, and the only way to make fried chicken by Rick Bragg. And those stories, listeners, with the exception of the gorgeous greenhouse story, but the rest of those that we just heard are in the April. You can find them in our April episodes on the podcast, which, of course, you can find at ncreadingservice.org. Just skip to the podcast section. If you don't find Southern Living, it means our volunteer tech team hasn't yet changed the name, and so you will find our episodes, though, under Triangle Bulletin Board, under Specials, Triangle Bulletin Board, if you don't find Southern Living. And that is where you can hear the rest of these articles just mentioned. But now we'll get to our top 10. The South's Best. These are the editor's picks. We did go through the beach towns in a previous episode in April. But now we'll get to the top 10 resorts. And these are mountain retreats, seaside escapes, and more dreamy getaways. And this is by Lisa Siracola. And there's a photo here on the cover page of a coffee-colored stones, these are, and terracotta roofs. The building is made of stones. It's a coffee-colored stones, but that's what the entire building is made of, including these front porch, a front porch with columns. All of these coffee-colored stones, or soil-colored stones, actually, because they're matching the soil before them. Even the terraces, they're all made of these coffee-colored stones, and they've got some lanterns in the foreground, and it's a four- or five-story building with terracotta roofs, and some of them, and dormer windows at the top. And this is apparently the winner. And it is the Omni Grove Park Inn and Spa in Asheville, North Carolina. When Maureen Work checked in at the Omni Grove Park Inn and Spa on September 26 last year, she was excited to be back at this legendary resort in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Known for its spectacular views and underground spa, the property dates back to 1913. It is like taking a step back in time to when the world was less rushed and you could take in the beauty of the area, she says. Although Hurricane Helene was on its way, work didn't think much about it until the next day when the storm crossed state lines and tore through the region, cutting off power and cell service. As guests sheltered in place, Omni employees snapped into action. It was truly all hands on deck, says Isabel Miller, the hotel's director of marketing and communications. We had to communicate to guests verbally and through signage and physical letters, as well as provide everyone with lanterns and puck lights. Throughout the crisis, staffers kept everyone safe while maintaining the same high level of service and hospitality. They were very professional and understanding and calm, taking care of all the questions that were being asked of them, work recalls. The servers were fantastic. They had to pivot and adapt to the changes in the dining area and did a wonderful job. Even with a limited menu during the worst of the storm, work says they didn't miss a beat. The food was delicious, definitely Omni caliber and style. And number two is the Inn on Biltmore Estate, and that's also in Asheville, North Carolina. But lest you be concerned, listeners, a lot of all the state, many other southern states are represented here. Okay, the Inn on Biltmore Estate, Asheville, North Carolina. The only thing finer than touring the historic Biltmore Estate is spending the night there. After recovering from Hurricane Helene, the opulent, castle-like inn is back to pampering guests at every turn. Enjoy easy access to the sprawling grounds and stunning panoramic vistas of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Number three, Gaylord Opryland Restaurant and Convention Center, Nashville, Tennessee. Fun is the name of the game at this family-friendly spot known for its water park, Sound Waves. The hotel is a marvel, too. Set inside an enormous 9-acre complex of plant-filled atriums, it has an indoor river complete with boat rides, nightly fountain shows set to music, and about a dozen restaurants to satisfy everyone's tastes. I can vouch for that, listeners. All right, number four, Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa, Point Clear, Alabama. There are several can't-miss historic stays on the list, and this one, which originally opened in 1847, is no exception. Set against the backdrop of Mobile Bay, the coastal property lures visitors for many reasons. A spa with views of the water, the two championship golf courses, the piano bar at Bucky's Lounge, the resort-style pools, and a decadent Sunday brunch, to name a few. Number five, Jekyll Island Club Resort on Jekyll Island, Georgia. There's no wrong choice when it comes to these three equally appealing lodging options. The clubhouse, island cottages, more accurately mansions, one has 24 rooms, and the Jekyll Ocean Club, a newer addition with 40 oceanfront sites. It only gets better with 6 places to eat, a daily events calendar, over 20 miles of bike paths, poolside cabanas, and a croquet lawn. Number six, Sea Island in Sea Island, Georgia. Located on a private island, this secluded resort is a luxurious escape. It's easy to get swept up in the sheer grandeur of the place with its Mediterranean-inspired architecture and lush grounds. If there is an activity related to the beach, you can do it here, from horseback riding to backwater sailing. Or just listen to the tide while lying on a covered daybed that's conveniently situated steps from the sea. Number 7, the Ritz-Carlton, Amelia Island, Amelia Island, Florida. On a barrier island at the top of Florida's northeast coast, this retreat offers all the services and amenities you'd expect at a Ritz-Carlton and has the bonus of being right on the water. Adults will enjoy the 18-hole championship golf course and the newly renovated spa, while younger visitors will love the Ritz Kids program that hosts everything from arts and crafts gatherings to ecology field trips. Number 8, Blackberry Farm and Mountain in Walland, Tennessee. One of the South's most distinctive resorts, this East Tennessee gem has grown from a farm with a 6-bedroom inn into 2 premier operations featuring award-winning food, outdoor adventures, wellness sessions, and warm hospitality. Revel in breathtaking scenes of the Smokies from a suite or a cottage, or stay right in the mountains in a sleek treehouse. Number 9, the Sanctuary at Kiowa Island Golf Resort, Kiowa Island, South Carolina. Since its first course opened in 1976, this low country getaway has been a storied destination for serious golfers. Today, the property has 5 courses as well as a performance center where guests can brush up on their skills. Located between the Kiowa River and the Atlantic Ocean, the island is also a nature lover's paradise. Most of the sanctuary's well-appointed rooms have balconies that seamlessly bring the beauty of the indoors in. That's the beauty of the outdoors in. And finally, number 10, the Greenbrier, White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. America's resort, quote-unquote, is filled with history and charm, and is equally delightful for a day trip or a longer stay. The Greenbrier's architecture and interiors are world famous, but the service here dazzles as much as the iconic Dorothy Draper decor. You'll feel right at home whether you're soaking in natural mineral waters at the spa, sipping a drink at 12 Oaks, or taking a carriage ride with views of the Allegheny Mountains. And listeners, there's a photo of one of the interiors here of the Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. That is the caption of the photo. And this appears to be a lobby, a large black and white tiled floors. They appear to be, I'm sure they're marble. Okay, and like a big checkerboard. And there are wing chairs, the spruce green wing chairs, and cranberry red leather sofas in between the wing chairs. And it looks like, I won't say that, the Queen Anne, a coffee table, a mahogany coffee table appears to be, with scalloped edges around the top, draping from the top. And there's a plant atop the table. And there are huge arched windows throughout this photo. We're looking at it along the wall. Very tall windows and the very tall walls, and the windows go from the floor to the ceiling. They are arched and they are draped. The drapes are pulled back and the drapes match that spruce green and cranberry red of the furniture. And it's a floral pattern. And there are French doors that are white and 5 panes on each door, and they are open into the lobby. And then there's a white lamp in the background, and we're facing another large arched window in the background, and there is what appears to be a bellboy and one of those and a luggage cart in the background as well. So those are our top 10 resorts. Now, how about some top 10 new hotels? All right. These are recent openings with innovative designs, thoughtful touches, and top-notch service. These are the editor's picks of the top 10 new hotels in the South. This is Tailgate Stay, it says. Graduate by Hilton, Auburn, Alabama. In Auburn, Alabama. And it is pictured, listeners, on this first page, and it's a huge bar of the hotel, and in the background it says Bo Jackson's Beans in an arch, and there's a huge, what appears to be, it might not be bronze, but it appears to be a bronze sculpture of a very muscular man who is shirtless, appears to be African American, has white hair, and is wearing some kind of a belt that matches the color of his bronze skin. And some other things I can't quite discern, but he's very muscular because it's in the background and he's in this arched window looking into the bar. And there are also a blue curtained, ocean blue curtained entry or exit there, presumably into the kitchen. The roof, the ceiling is a orange orange beamed ceiling, and the bar is of dark ocean blue. There are print ocean blue seats around white tables, and the seats have wooden backs. The bar has also two arched insets that have shelves that have different sculptures and books on them that we can't quite discern, and some coffee urns. It's a coffee bar, I see. There's a little coffee sign there, and it looks like maybe you'd have breakfast here, and there's the number 34 on the back of these chairs. Maybe we'll read on the blue slip covers on the back of the chairs along the bar, along that coffee bar, and a vase of appears to be lilies, and pictures on the wall. Oh, and there's a chandelier that's made of wood. It looks like teak wood. And that shields some of the lights at the top. And then there are some white golf ball-looking lights coming out, sort of like sparks of a star in that chandelier. All right, here we are. The Graduate by Hilton, Auburn, Alabama. Orange, blue, and tiger stripes might seem like an odd decor combination, but Auburn University's signature look is fantastic here. War Eagle Supper Club has rooftop views of campus, which is steps away. The coffee shop, Bo Jackson's Beans, which we just described, listeners, pays tribute to another local legend. And the next one is Big City Hideaway 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. This honeycomb-shaped high-rise has a prime location right off the busy Atlanta Beltline and historic Fourth Ward Park. But inside, it feels blissfully tucked away. With three restaurants, a pool, a bar, and a spa, you might not even need to venture out. Art Deco Getaway, Hotel 1928. Waco, Texas. For many visitors to this city, Chip and Joanna Gaines are the main draw. But even people who aren't already fans will love their biggest renovation yet. The elegant 1920s era building was carefully restored to preserve many of its original elements. Dine at the bustling rooftop restaurant, explore the two-story library, and then relax in one of 33 guest rooms. Instagram moment, Hotel Bardo, Savannah, Georgia. Design Lovers. It's the Hotel Bardo Savannah in Savannah, Georgia. Design lovers will swoon over every photogenic detail of this 1888 mansion turned boutique hotel with its delightfully retro pool and pastel-hued interiors. Enjoy the Mediterranean-inspired dishes and drinks at restaurants Saint Bibiana and Bar Bibi. And listeners, there is a photo of this hotel, of the outside of the Hotel Bardo Savannah. And it has a turret on the corner. It has turrets on the corners of it. It's a golden, sunburnt, orange to brown color. Appears to be two or three stories. And the turrets have very high-pitched peaks there that appear to be charcoal gray tiles there. And that's on the corner. We're looking at it from almost from above, almost at the level of the top of the turrets. And there are some palm trees and other kinds of green trees around it. Next, historic but hip hotel, the Celestine in New Orleans, Louisiana. This 10-room French Quarter stay dates back to 1791 and is filled with art, antiques, and fanciful wallpaper. But it's anything but stuffy. Grab a drink and kick up your heels in the lively courtyard bar, Peychaud's. Artistic Haven, Hotel St. Augustine, Houston, Texas. The unique design of this property was inspired by its neighbor, the Manil Drawing Institute. The museum's modern look influenced the hotel's circular courtyard pool and open-air walkways. Small Town Surprise, the Lewis in Wilson, Arkansas. No element was overlooked. Rooms have garden or town square views. The linens are made with local cotton, and the lobby features a swanky marble bar. Plus, breakfast, afternoon snacks, evening appetizers, and a nighttime dessert spread are included with your stay. Coastal Charmer Springs Hotel in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. This 15-room inn combines boutique hotel style, each room has its own name and look, with the ease of a vacation rental, contactless check-in and kitchenettes. Centrally located downtown, it's within walking distance of nearly everything. Cozy Mountain Retreat, Outpost Inn, Highlands, North Carolina. You'll feel like you're at a very stylish sleepaway camp at this 14-room property in the Appalachian Mountains. Stroll or bike to Main Street, roast some s'mores, or hang out around the fireplace in the lobby lounge. And finally, Seaside Stunner, the George Hotel in Georgetown, South Carolina. The George has made a big splash this year, turning a small coastal town into a must-visit destination. Low country style abounds from the guest rooms with water views to the local seafood at the independent restaurant to the sweetgrass baskets on the wall. And listeners, there is a photo of the George Hotel in Georgetown, South Carolina here. That's the caption. And this photo, again, is a lobby or a corridor of some sort. And it has wicker sofas with tan-colored cushions to match the flooring, which is alternately gray and brown, like coffee-colored and a light cocoa-colored. Also, they are vertical. They are stripes, basically, in the wood floor. It looks like a wood floor. And they're different panels, like alternating panels of those colors. Interesting wooden chair. It's got a back that has three holes in it. It looks like a key, the back of this chair. On the wall are some hooks that appear to be wooden, and some paintings, florals, some portraits, and some wildlife. And the lights appear to be up big upside-down baskets. Yes, the light bulbs are nestled in big upside-down baskets. All right, what we're going to do now in the little bit of time we have left is just list for you. We've got some classic hotels, too, and we've got some cruises. So we'll list the cruises quickly. The first-class amenities and exciting offshore excursions set these lines apart from the rest. Their top pick is Royal Caribbean International. Number 2, Viking River Cruises. 3, the Disney Cruise Line. 4, Norwegian Cruise Line. 5, Carnival Cruise Line. 6, Viking Ocean Cruises. 7, Princess Cruises. 8, Celebrity Cruises. 9, American Cruise Lines. And 10, Holland America Line. And this photo is, we're looking at it from the sky, looking down at the top of one of these ships. This is the Royal Caribbean International. It has an extensive water park. There is a tube going and spiraling down and then landing into the pool. And the pool has golden star-shaped umbrellas over these cabanas, which are golden and red and orange striped. Lounge chairs. And those are the umbrellas above them. This is an extensive ship. Oh, in the center here, there is some sort of a garden. The rooms seem to go around a garden, and it is set in the middle of a sea, but there's a peninsula, very wooded green, lots and lots of trees on this peninsula against the ocean blue. And as you may hear, listeners, we've run out of time for today's episode of Southern Living. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you don't find Southern Living, look under Triangle Bulletin Board and you'll find us there. If you have any comments or questions, we would love to hear your thoughts. Please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long till next time.